I will be quite honest with you, there was something inside of me that said, you need to prepare for a fire. And that had happened a few months before the fire. And a week before the fire, I had gone, I am a consultant, so I work from my home office. And I had gone out of the clear blue in the middle of the afternoon, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to Staples and I'm buying boxes. And I did. So I came home and I taped them up. I didn't fill them. I just had them there. And so I could have been fully prepared and a lot more prepared. I wasn't. But I got a few things out. I set up my computer and I was working with my colleagues back east. That's what I did the afternoon of the fire. And before I left, the very last minute, I looked up from what I was doing and I packed up my computer and packed up anything else, really. And because most of that, the things that I thought I had wanted were taken out on Saturday. But there was an antique mirror that was, I looked up and it was above the fireplace, and that was the only thing. And I just went, you know, maybe I'll just take that mirror. And I closed up the house and I put the mirror in the car. And I remember backing out of the driveway and I looked up at my house. And for some reason, I said, thank you for being my home. And it was the last time I ever saw it. I don't know if I had remembered the premonitions at that time, but it felt like what I had been thinking was going to happen was really happening, even though the whole time it was still like a denial thing. How could this really happen? How could a fire really come over? You got to figure, this thing started in Waldo Canyon. How could it get to us? And how could it come over Flying W? And so leaving, I think that's probably the first time I really felt like it was time to kick it into gear. And the one thing that I remember was how polite everyone was. It was one car, and then another car, and then another car, and then another car. And I honestly think that that probably led to an orderly evacuation that made things much quicker than it might have been. Once we got out of it, I think there was this sigh of relief. I mean, I can feel that. I can feel that when I just say it. But it still hadn't sunk in until I found out my house was gone. My neighbor and I went to dinner Wednesday night. We went downtown to the Saigon Cafe. And we're just kind of sitting there feeling pretty disconnected, because nobody could go home. There's a weird feeling about wanting to go home and not being able to go home. His son sent the aerial view that the Denver Post had taken, and so I received it on the phone. And I opened up the file, and I looked, and I said, your home is still there. And he was, of course, ecstatic, but I knew that if I kept scrolling down, I would be able to see my home. And I scrolled down and I came down Lanigan and I went right across Flying W to Majestic and I looked and there was nothing left. And that was the time. I just left the restaurant and I think I made it out onto the street before I just kind of lost it, started to cry. There was so much going on, I think. To see nothing where when I had left there was something, and there was just literally nothing in the picture except gray spots. And it's really sort of hard to put that into words, because it was nothing, but what did that nothing mean? It meant not going home. I don't even know if I knew what not going home meant until I went home on the first day when they let us back into the neighborhood. I think I had jumped to what might I find. My dear friend and her husband were in the back seat of the car and with me and my son. And I said, you know, there is one thing that we're going to find. My cast iron skillets were in my oven. And I'm thinking to myself, well, they're the only thing that possibly have survived this. And they foolishly, because it was still hot, and they foolishly jumped down into the foundation of what was left, which was nothing. And they did find the stove, and when they lifted it up, out came the cast iron skillets. Little melted. But they were there. The other thing that I found, which was amazing to me, we found 10 of my china teacups in perfect condition. And then when the property was being sifted, they found the last two. And they had dropped from the top of the old house all the way down and were buried under the stove, under the kitchen appliances. And I have 12 perfect teacups. Now, they're a little dirty, and I've never washed them, so they even still have all of the ashes and stuff from the fire in them. I did not have any time to decide if I was going to go or I was going to stay. It was like, make up your mind. And because of my son being close, I just, you know, I'm so grateful for that, because he is the one who really walked me through the following year. The clock was really ticking. But I moved in on June 27th of 2013, which was one day in a year after the fire. And it was dark, and some of the lots were still like they originally were. There was nothing around. And I remember being in the home the first night with my dog and my cat, and it was like, okay, this is kind of odd. And then the building process just sort of took over of everybody around me. This is my third year I've been planting my flower beds, and the trees are all coming up, and everything is lush, and everything is green, and it's beautiful, and it's growing. We are now back to having our cul-de-sac picnics, and my neighbors, except for two in my little cul-de-sac, are all back. And so there is a sense of new normal, and it's nice. I'll still go to look for stuff. But then I'm a minimalist, so I haven't collected much. I don't really have a lot, and I'm really grateful because I didn't have to clear out anything. But on the other hand, yes, it's just stuff, but it's the stuff that makes up your life. And you can't replace it. I think it's important to keep it in perspective. But my grandchildren and my children will never have anything of their grandmothers to be able to pass on. I kept shards of stuff right after the fire, and things that had come out of the fire, the cast iron skillets. And I took those things back into the new house. And the next year, I opened the boxes and looked in and was like, why am I keeping these? I don't have a feeling for them. So I threw them away. And I kept getting rid of things, except for the teacups. And the teacups have been sitting there, and still people will come in and they'll look at the teacups, and I take them off and I hardly touch them because they are all covered with ash and the ashes is still in the cups. The practical minimalist side of me says, why do you want the teacups? So I don't know what I'll do with the teacups. I know that I can say it, but would I ever just take them and dump them in the trash and let them break after they were so strong and stellar and came through the fire? Probably not. So maybe I'll just let the kids decide what they want to do with the teacups. I really don't know. It isn't something that you think about ever happening. It really makes, well, at least for me, you have to draw upon what are your strengths and what are you going to do? What decisions did you make? What decisions do you regret? What decisions don't you regret? And those questions, I think they still linger. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking this morning that, because I love to write, and I think there's a process now that's coming forth in me to talk about rediscovery. And from before the fire to now, because I know there's some things happening around that. There is certainly rediscovery about, well, what went quiet and what now is reappearing, and what does that look like? How is it different from what was? I felt fortunate to move on maybe quicker than others were moved on. It feels like it's time now to embark on another phase of life for me. What's that going to look like? I'm really not sure. Where is it going to happen? I'm not sure of that either. And how much will the fire have to do with it? I do know that that is a factor. And I do know that when I drive down into my neighborhood, has something to do with that.